and welcome to Books Unbound.
Howdy.
2024.
Oh my God.
The podcast where we unbind books to get to their hearts with your hosts, us. It's Ariel and
Raylene. Hello.
Woo!
You just saying 2024 just made me realize that we are turning 30 this year. Okay. I don't know why it did that to me. But
why did you start with that?
I don't know. I'm feeling stressed all of a sudden, but excited.
I was thinking about that yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for joining me here.
Well, I was reflecting on not just my bookish goals, but my life goals as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, me too, actually. I'm excited
and then
about life.
I was like, actually, I do really want to put my best foot forward. And listen, life comes at you. So you can't really plan your life, but you can try. And I think it's important to try. But yeah. I was like, I should really try and make this a big year because this is it. This is the last year of our 20s.
Exactly. Now is the time to make a change before we start really getting into our 30s. Like, you know, it's time to make set up good habits, become healthier if that's what we want to do. You know, set up, you know, what new hobbies you might want to start. Like, now's the time. Don't hold back.
And that's why we have to announce that Books Unbound is changing to, what is it? Productivity Unbound.
I thought you were going to say goop horror.
No, I'm just kidding. If there's one thing I know I'm doing right in my life, it's Books Unbound.
Totally.
I feel good about
We've
this.
Nailed
and
it.
We
nailed
are
all of it.
Hyped on this episode, as you can probably already tell.
I'm
first
so
of
excited
all,
to be here.
I know. But first of all, we both have sparkly, dotty shirts on, which is because we were like, New Year's, we want to put on something a little festive.
I know. I was hoping I would have something with sequins, but I just didn't. So these polka dots are the best I could
do. I'm a little bit pissed because I bought a sparkly shirt and I don't know where it... I didn't buy it for this. I bought it for... I found it at a thrift shop and I was like, yes, I will buy that sparkly shirt.
Heck.
I don't know where it is. But I found this one and I was like, oh, I love this spotty
shirt. That's pretty
cool. Yeah, it's like confetti. It looks like fireworks.
That's really cool. This is just the only like fancy button-up shirt I own. So
I love it. I
put
it
on.
We look great.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
This is like the best episode of the year. We really peak at the beginning of the year because we're so full of hope. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. We're so, I think this is better than the wrap up episode because there's just so much like, this is what I could be this year. Like,
yeah, we could be
I
anyone.
Might be really awesome. Yeah. Like there's, you're right. It's the hope. There's just so much hope. So my hopes and dreams are like at 11 out of 10 right now.
Exactly.
And by the end of the year, you're kind of just like, oh, I failed everything.
I'm a 3 out of 10 and I knew it and I know it now.
Although we will be reflecting on how we did.
I'm 30 years old. Yeah. And
I failed everything. But we are going to be reflecting on how we did throughout the year as well. So it's not going to be 100% like,
oh no, this is a big episode because we do two things. We have a few different categories that we're going to go through. We're going to reflect on our goals of 2023 and then we're going to talk about our goals for 2024. So it's a look back and a spring forward situation.
Oh my God. Like the LA savings.
Yeah. Before we hop right in, we wanted to do a couple of little things at the top. Number one, we wanted to thank everyone at the end of last year who shared their Wrapped. Spotify Wrapped, Apple Music Wrapped. There's other ones I'm forgetting there. I think there's even Bandcamp Wrapped.
Oh my gosh.
But
that's crazy.
Surely we're not on that.
Surely not.
We don't upload that.
No.
Google, maybe? I forget. Either way, it was so beautiful. And it happens every year.
I couldn't believe it.
But every year it brings us the same amount of just joy and warmth that everyone's like, has us in their top podcasts.
I know. There was
it's
one person
so
who had us, they were our top, in the 0.5 top percent of listening, meaning they listened to, I think, like days worth of hours of podcast. And I just couldn't believe that.
I love that.
Whoever
so
you
much.
Are, you're my hero. Like, I couldn't believe
I'm
it when
like,
I saw that.
I have a podcast. I talk about it semi-regularly here. The Unmade podcast. It's my favorite podcast. It's just two Australian guys who are just so lovely and they're best friends and they've been best friends since they were teenagers. And now they're in like their mid-40s, I think. Mm-hmm. And they just do this podcast together and it's my comfort podcast. Like, I play it all of the time.
Oh my gosh.
Like, all of the time. I'm like, what can I I could be listening to them right now. Brady and Tim, bring yep. them back. And knowing that we must be that for people because otherwise the number, the amount of minutes that they listen to doesn't make sense. Like,
it's true. It's more minutes than what we put out this year kind of thing. Yeah.
That's just so wonderful. So thank you so much to everyone who reached out and shared and posted. Also, it's exciting because it's like, you know, you're sharing it to your audience. That's so nice that no people are going to find us, which is really lovely. And then the other thing was just that we are going to be taking a week off next week. Oh. Just so you know, we're taking a little vacation week because Christmas time is actually our busiest period of the year.
We record
an extra episode, but our two normal episodes are so much bigger and require so much more planning. Yeah. So we're taking a week off next week. So if you're like, where's your episode? It's on purpose, but we'll be back.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have like 2 weeks worth of reading updates, hopefully.
Will be really good. So it'll be a good juicy episode when we come back. Mm-hmm. But there we go. It is now time to start reflecting start some planning.
Let's do it.
I'm so excited. So we're going to start off with the TBR. This is something that we've done every year for the last few years. We set a TBR for the following year.
Oh my God, really? That's crazy.
Yeah. I know. So last year, Raylene, in 2023, you set and you called it your Eat My Big Potatoes TBR.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. That's what you called it.
I don't think I did that. This is always a shock because I have my goals that I set and I keep track of them throughout the year.
I know.
But whatever I say in this episode, it's in the wind. You know, like... I don't remember what I said. Carry on, please.
So I go back and I listen to the ep and I write down everything that we said to hold us accountable. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty funny. So you were talking about how one of your big goals was just to read big books and to conquer big books. And so you wanted to read these big potatoes.
Okay.
And we're going to see how many of them
one of them. I know I did at least one.
I think so. I know that you did, in fact, because I can see them. Okay, so the first one is The Way of Kings.
I tried. I conquered. I didn't read it, but I conquered it.
You DNF'd it, right? Like, you are officially never going to read it.
Never. I read, like, 250 pages or something. So I gave it a solid effort. But
that definitely counts. That definitely counts. Next up, 11-22-63?
Yes, ma'am.
Check. You did it. I did that. You nailed it.
One of my favorites.
A Dance with Dragons.
Oh, of course I said that. Of course I said that. You'll be hearing about that book pretty shortly. It's in my goals for the new year. You bet it is. Yeah.
Because it was not accomplished last year, I understand.
It definitely was not accomplished.
Okay. Next up, A Cider House Rules.
Oh, I DNF'd that as well. I tried it and DNF'd it. So it's off.
Okay. We'll cross that off.
Yeah.
Then you said, bonus round, you wanted to either read Les Mis.
Oh, God.
Or
The Count of Monte Cristo.
The Count of Monte Cristo. I was listening to this like, what?
Okay. I just want to let you know, I'm not saying anything crazy like that for 2024. I have one crazy thing, but I think it's going to work. But that is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
No,
why
it's
did
not.
I, why
no,
did
it's I not. That? The thing that you said after is crazier. Okay.
What did
the
I
thing
say?
That you said after is crazier. So we're going to go on X on that one. Yeah, then you said, and again, I just laughed.
I love making fun of myself when we do these episodes.
I love it too. It's all in good jest. You then said, I guess another, like, you said it in an offhand way. You're like, I mean, I just want this to be the year where I read a lot of big books. Like, another kind of goal I have is to read all of the Brandon Sandersons.
Oh.
I obviously think you meant all the ones you own.
Yes,
and,
of
like,
course.
Care about,
because I own four. Hundreds. I had a total of four.
And you wanted to read all of them. And I'm
okay, listen. I didn't read all of them, but all of them are now off my shelves.
Because they were all related to The Way of Kings?
Yes and no. I decided I just don't care about Brandon Sanderson anymore.
Wow, okay.
Three of them were the first Way of Kings books. And then the other one was... I can't even remember what it's called. Skyward, I think. It's like a sci-fi book. I just was like, I don't care about sci-fi. So I said bye-bye, Brandon.
Maybe they kind of actually give you that one.
I mean, yeah. Like, they're not on my shelves anymore. And that's what I wanted. Because they took up a lot of space. I think that was why I said that. I was just like, I'm sick of looking at this huge chunk. And now my bookshelves are happier. I'm happier.
There you go. All right. I'm going to give it to you.
I'll give myself a pat on the back for that.
You got 4 out of 6 on that TBR.
Okay.
Not bad.
That's
now
not bad.
Let's see about next year, baby. What is your TBR for next year?
Okay, so something that you will discover throughout this episode is that everything about 2024 has to do with the number 4 or the number 24.
Yes, that's, I forgot about this. This is so
every
cool.
single goal involves one of those numbers. Incredible. So what I've done this year, and the patrons will know about this, I put up a TBR video of I am going to read 24 specific books. I have chosen 24 wow. books that I want to read in 2024, and I'm not going to list them all here because it's for the patrons to know, and they're going to help keep me accountable. But I've chosen a selection of the 4 books that I okay. really want to read. I'm going to read all of them. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to read all of them.
Okay, whoa.
This is a selection of books that are mashed potato books. They are books I'm very excited about right now. Books I just bought recently. Like, it's a combination of all of these things. And they're also books that I really meant to read in 2023. Okay, A lot of them are that. Yeah. So the first one being The Nakano Thrift Shop by Hiromi Kawakami. I'm desperate to read this book, and so I'm going to do it. I also have Only Child by Rhiannon Navin, which is a book that I have been so hyped about ever since Brenna Thumbler read it and told me how much she loved it. So that one is like a very Books Unbound-y pick. Then we've got Boy Swallows Universe by Trent Dalton, which has been on my TBR slash like mashed potato. It's been a mashed potato book for, I think this is the 3rd year running that I've mentioned this. I'm going to read this book this year. This year it's actually going to happen. Like, I'm so like mad at myself, my past self for being an idiot. Also, this is being made into, I think it's actually a Netflix series. I thought it was a movie initially, but it's coming out like early January. Like, it's coming out soon. So now is the time that I seriously want to read that. And so that's on my list. And then the final one I'll mention is Eggshell Skull by Bree Lee. And this is one that I was lusting after. Couldn't find it anywhere because it's an Australian book. It's like impossible to find here. And actually, I still have the card in here. I'll give a quick shout out to the person that sent it to me. This is from Kate. Thank you, Kate, in Australia, for finding this for me and sending it to me, because I am so excited to read it. Like, I think,
heck yeah,
this is a good crazy thing to say, but this could be the Know My Name of this year.
Oh my god. Was that called Know My Skull?
No, Eggshell Skull. But it's similar to Know My Name in some ways. Like, it's got some Eggshell Skull. Know My Skull. You crazy girl. So yes, I have this list of 24 books, and I might mention them throughout the year. Like, oh, that one was off that TBR, but I'm not going to make it. Just like, I don't want to jinx it by telling everybody what all the books are. But those are the highlights. Well, I will
say, when I listen to this episode next year, those 4 are the most important.
Of course. But I'll also let you know what I did out of 24.
I will also check in on the 24.
Exactly. It's happening. I have it in my spreadsheet already. I'm going to be keeping track of how many I've read. They are my priority.
I congratulate you, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Now, my list from last year. We named mine because you had come prepared last year with a name for your TBR. Wait, did you name this one this year's?
I mean, it's actually like a thing that people are doing on Instagram as well. It's called 24 in 24.
Oh, okay, cute.
So that's what it is. It's a hashtag you can look up if anybody else wants to join in. It's pretty cool. It's also like about reading your TBR. Like, it's specifically a reading what you own type of deal.
Gotcha.
And seeing like what you can accomplish. So yeah, 24 and 24. It doesn't have a cool name. 24 potatoes?
I think that's a cool name.
I don't know.
24 potatoes. 2 dozen potatoes. Well, last year you had come with that eating my big potatoes name.
Right.
And so we like in the rush of it, we're like, we've got to name mine too. So we named it Ariel's Tiny Potatoes. They were 5 books of poetry that I wanted to read. Maybe you remember this.
I kind of remember this, but I also don't know how. I think you read most of them, right? I feel like you did.
The first one, Ariel. I did read that.
Yeah.
The next one, Lunch Poems. I did read that.
Oh my God.
The next one, Serious Concerns by Wendy Cope.
You read that.
I did
the
read
orange.
That. Oh my God. I did. Next up, The Wasteland, T.S. Eliot. I did not read that.
Oh, shoot.
And finally, George Orwell's collection of poetry. I did not read that.
Okay, but you read most of them?
3 out of 5. Most of them. I did the majority. And my goal was to read more poetry this year, and it totally made me read poetry. Yeah. So it's not like an A+, but I don't feel bad about it at all.
It's like a good B. It's a good B.
Yeah, it felt like a good B. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. This year's TBR, I'm calling Studious Potatoes.
Ooh. I have no idea what that means. I really don't know what you mean by
basically,
that.
Basically, I was just thinking about how I am really interested and fascinated by books that are actually knowledge-based. Okay. Obviously, there's the whole argument, like, any book you read teaches you something, yeah, and blah, blah, blah. And I agree with that. But also, we can agree that there are books that are just about a topic, about teaching exactly. you about a our topic,
educational,
right? Educational way. Books, exactly. Yeah. And I really am intrigued by that genre, but I don't read that much of yeah. that type of nonfiction. And, like, okay. This year... God, it's so confusing with because we're recording this in 2023, but it's coming out and it's about yeah. 2024. Throughout 2023, the genre I read the most was nonfiction.
Yeah, that was actually pretty cool.
But not many of them were this type of nonfiction, where it's like an actual knowledge-based educational book. And I was yeah. like, I think that I would enjoy that a lot, and I have some on my shelves, and I want to dive deep.
Ooh,
so these
okay.
are my studious potatoes.
Okay, cool.
The first one is Underground Overground by Andrew Martin. This yeah. is a book I've been meaning to read for years and years. Yes. It's a history of the London Underground, the tube, the metro system there. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to love this. And I'm yeah. like, how have I not read it? And it's just going to teach me loads about the tube. Love that. Next up is a book I bought a couple, maybe 2 years ago, A Trillion Trees
Whoa.
By Fred Pierce. It's all about trees. And when I bought it, I was like, that's so cool. I want to learn all about trees. Mm-hmm. And it talks all about like how climate change is affecting trees, what we can all do to protect forests, how trees work. Trees. The next one, oh, this is a classic. The Elements of Style.
This You're gonna is a love
book,
that.
I know. This is a book I've been wanting to read for such a long time. And it's by Strunk and White, but illustrated by Coleman. Myra Coleman illustrated this. So it's an illustrated version of it. When I found it, I forget where I was, but when I found it, I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever
There's
seen.
There's so many illustrations, too. Like, I know. Wow.
Of that's, course I want this. So that's... Yeah. A studious potato. And then my last one, it was a book I bought this year and I don't actually think I hauled it. I think it just for some reason didn't come up. Samurai William by Giles Milton.
Yeah, what is that?
Okay, so I went on this massive rabbit hole reading about this guy, William Adams, who was the first English speaking person to go to Japan.
Whoa, what?
That's cool. I know. His go, story William, go. Is insane. It's insane. He left with 3 ships and 3 giant crews, and in the end, only 1 ship and like 20 men actually made the voyage from Europe to Japan. Whoa. He ended up becoming, because of his knowledge of ships and math, he ended up being kind of adopted by the emperor. The emperor didn't want him to leave.
What?
And he ended up living the rest of his life in Japan.
That's so
And so he's probably the first person who ever had mixed race children that were yeah. half white, half Japanese. And I'm like, God. That's also so fascinating to me. The whole story is absolutely insane. Like, insane. Like, to the point where... the emperor did a ceremony where he killed William Adams and he was reborn as Anjin, his like yeah. Japanese name,
God.
So that he could have a new wife. That's the emperor was like, forget about your old wife. Yeah. William Adams is dead. You're Anjin now. And I'm like, this is amazing.
You know what I want? I want you to read that book and then talk to me about it for 2 hours straight. Like, I want to hear all about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so cool. I think, yeah, 1611 is when it happened. So before Shakespeare, right? Shakespeare time, if you can imagine. So that's anyway, crazy. Unbelievable. And I'm like, this is so cool and fun to me, these types of books, and I don't read them or prioritize them.
Yeah.
So now I will.
Wow, what a fun thing to like pick out and choose for yourself.
It was so fun to go through my shelves and be like, what are some cool topics that I'd like to like dive into?
Amazing.
All right. Here we go. Moving on to our next category.
Okay.
New releases. Raylene, last yes. year you only had one that you picked.
And I didn't read it.
You didn't?
I don't think so.
A Day of Fall and Night.
Fall and Night, yes. Oh, that's Fall the Samantha and Shannon night. Book. Yeah.
Fall and Night also.
That's
Very funny.
That's funny. Oops. Yeah, no, that's the ginormous Samantha Shannon book that is in the series Priory of the Orange Tree. I started it, but I did not quite get to it this year, unfortunately. But it's going to happen. It's not like not happening.
Okay. Last year you said you had a quote. You said, I truly want to read fantasy this year because I keep saying it and not doing it. I want to get it and read it right away. It didn't happen.
I mean, it didn't happen for that book. We'll talk about my fantasy goal and how my mindset has changed, perhaps.
Fascinating. Yeah, I'm very excited. But I then said, because you'd only picked one book.
Yeah.
I then said, well, if you don't read it, then next year you will get a 0% on this goal. And you said, I'll definitely read it.
I'm actually very okay with the 0%. Like,
yep. That's okay.
This year I kind of took over a mindset in the second half of the year, which was like, yes, I made these goals, but am I going to bend over backwards to accomplish them if I'm not feeling it? No, I'm not going to do that. And I think that was wise. And I think that was mature.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was the better life option.
Exactly. I'd rather be happy. You know what I mean?
So now let us know, what are the books you're excited to read in 2024? What new releases are you hyped on?
Okay, well, first of all, since you're going to quote me next year, I want to start out by saying these are all books that I think are very interesting and I'm keeping my eye out for, but I probably won't, like, I'm not necessarily going to read all of these. Okay. These are just books that are on my radar and I think are cool. The first one, which is a book that I've pre-ordered, so I will be buying this. I will be acquiring it. I might not read it. We'll see. Is Wandering Stars by Tommy Orange. Orange wrote There.
Totally.
And that's his only book so far. And we've been waiting for a new book from him. And it's kind of like a little bit connected to There. So I'm really, really excited to get that one. I'm super pumped.
It's so cool when an author has a book that like completely blows up and then they don't release a new one for a long time and then they finally do. That's
I know.
Cool
it's
thing.
So exciting. It's like, I've been waiting for this from you, Mr. Debut author. So crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just kind of blast through the rest because they're all just books that I'm kind of like looking out for. So the first one is Toward Eternity by Anton Her. This is one that you told me about. Anton Her is a pretty big translator. He translated Cursed Bunny by Bora Chung, among other things. And now he has his own book coming out. And it's kind of like really cool sounding.
Yeah,
it has a very beautiful cover. So that one's on my radar. Another one that I just discovered, which is so random, is called The Work by Bree Lee. You might remember Bree Lee from when I talked about her a second ago, Eggshell Skull. This, I think, is her only book. And so... The Work is going to be her debut novel because that one's a memoir. So I'm just like intrigued about that, keeping that on my radar. Bora Chung has a new book coming out called Your Utopia. So that's fun. Just mentioned Bora Chung a second ago. Stephen King has a new story collection coming out. It's called You Like It Darker. So that's going to be on my radar as well. One of our listeners who's named Jules recommended me a book on Instagram and it's called Butter by Asako Yuzuki. And it is about someone who is a chef and also a serial killer.
Go on. Like, it's perfect.
Oh my God. Thank you, Jules. Wow. I'm like, I might buy that. I probably will buy that because it sounds so cool. Nicola Yoon also has a new book coming out. It's going to be her first book for adults. It's called One of Our Kind. And it's being hailed as kind of like the Stepford Wives meets Get Out. And so I've already put it on my list on Libby to remind me when that comes out because I'm really interested in that.
That's very cool.
That's my little list. So yeah, I had a lot of fun kind of deep diving into new releases, which I don't normally do. Normally I have no idea what's coming out, but it's kind of fun to just have that on the, you know, in the back of my mind, even though I'm trying to focus on my physical TBR.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that those are out there and for anybody else who's interested, you know, those are some cool things.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my ones... this is very interesting. Mm. This is... Listen, you got to take the wins where you find them, okay?
Okay.
I did pretty good at this one.
Oh, okay.
So last year, I was excited about Saving Time by Jenny O'Dell.
Mm.
If you remember, I really gave that book a solid
you did.
Attempt.
You really did.
I tried to I remember I was listening to the audiobook and I like wasn't enjoying it, but then I went on another walk and I listened to it again for like another half an hour or hour or whatever. Like, I was really trying and I just DNF'd it. And that's really rare for me.
That's true.
Because usually like I put down a book and then I think I'm going to pick it up again. This was like, I have to stop. So I did give it a try, a solid try.
Okay.
The next book I was excited about was Hellphone book two.
Oh.
That didn't come out.
Oh.
It just didn't come out. So okay. That is, I don't get it or lose it's it. Void. I think that's just void. So it's deleted from the record. And then the other one was also, it was like, I talked about it in the episode. I was like, it's a little cheating because it didn't come out in, it's not coming out in 2023, but it came out right at the end of 2022.
Oh, okay.
And it was Weasels in the Attic, which, as we know, I did read because I had weasels in my cellar.
Yes.
So I got 100% on this.
I love that.
I'm very excited about it because I'm trying to hype this up because of what's about to come with the resolutions.
Happen. I see.
So so let's all remember how good we feel right now, huh?
Keep the hype up.
Okay, I found three books that I'm excited about in 2024. Okay. This is interesting stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
The first one is very funny because it's the first book I've ever set an alert for. A Google alert.
Okay, what?
It's not even just the first book. It's the first thing
I've never done that before either.
So I got really into crosswords this year.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I went through, there was especially an little era where I was like really into them. And I was obviously like doing the New York mini, but I was also doing not mini. I was doing big crosswords. I even got to a point where I tried making a writing out a crossword. They're really difficult, like really difficult.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know. So it was a whole like rabbit hole that I went down, and I found this person. Her name is Anna Schechtman, and she is like one of the leading crossword puzzle authors. She makes crossword puzzles for the New York Times.
Yeah,
she's really really cool. She is also a professor in literature at Cornell. Like, she's like a really, obviously, a very clever human.
Yeah.
She, in one video or article or something that I watched about her, it got mentioned that she was writing this book called The Riddles of the Sphinx.
I'm sorry, but this is the funniest story you've ever told. You said a Google alert. Okay, carry on. Sorry. Yeah. Carry on. I'm sorry I interrupted.
This is so dumb. The Riddles of the Sphinx, inheriting the feminist history of the crossword puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, Ariel, I love you so much.
And I was like, wait, this is so hype. Like, I'm on a rabbit hole. I'm in a rabbit hole about crosswords. I'm reading about this cool person. She's writing a book about this. When does it come out? And I couldn't find any information about it. Months later, I remembered this book and this author, and I looked it up. And I, again, couldn't find anything about it. And I was like, I'm going to keep forgetting. I should just set a Google alert.
That's actually really smart.
So that's what I did. I set a Google alert for The Riddles of the Sphinx. And then any time that that got mentioned in an article, it told me. And there was only two times that happened. But the latest one, I was able, it was like a clickable link or something. And I found it's actually a book. It has a cover now. And it's coming out in March of 2024.
Oh my God.
I know. And so it says, combining the soul-bearing confessional of Brain on Fire and the addictive storytelling of The Queen's Gambit, a renowned puzzle creator's compulsively readable memoir and history of the crossword puzzle unexpected sight of women's work and feminist protest.
That actually sounds pretty cool. Because that was the first, like, awesome. Queen's Gambit was literally the words that popped into my head when you started talking about this.
Yeah.
It just has that vibe. It's like a specific game, a specific puzzle.
And women. It's not part of my Studious Potatoes TBR, but it fits in with the theme.
I feel like that's your 2024 theme, yeah. Gaining knowledge.
Well, you'll see. But, like, also, a small aside, I just realized, because we just recorded the Christmas haul episode, and so my brain got a little confused. I forgot. I'm going to add a book on books to my TBR.
Yeah.
This is a studious book about books.
That's true.
So this is actually on the official TBR.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's a 5-book TBR. I know. I did it. I'm adding it.
Whoa.
I know. It just happened. Okay. The next book I found is called The Kamogawa Food Detectives by Hisashi Kashiwai. Have you heard of this?
No.
Really?
Don't
It looks like possibly the cutest book I've ever seen in my entire life. It's possible somebody sent this to you. I just texted you a link because it's got a cat on it.
Yeah. It's so cute.
Yeah. So from, it says similar, like, for fans of Before the Coffee Gets Cold, what's the one dish you'd do anything to taste just one more time? Down a quiet back street in Kyoto exists a very special restaurant. Run by Koichi Kamogawa and her father Nagari, the diner serves up deliciously extravagant meals, but that's not the reason the customers stop by. The father-daughter duo are food detectives. Their ingenious investigations, they are able to recreate dishes from a person's treasured memories. That may well hold the keys to their forgotten pasts and future happiness.
Okay, sold.
Yep.
Sold. I want it. It's about food. Like, that's why I'm like, and it's got a cat on the cover, so it's like a little cat bit food. Side bonus, but it's probably not about cat food.
Probably not.
I don't think it's about cats at all. I think there's just that.
But it sounds cute, amazing. It looks so cute. It's cool. 208 pages. Like, it's just going to be one of those cozy books.
That's definitely on my radar now. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that one. And when did it say it comes out? February 13th. So that's early on as well.
Oh my God.
And then the final one that I have is Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell.
Whoa, I don't know about this. Cool.
I know. So this comes out in July, and it says a bright, beaming power ballad of a novel.
Okay.
Slow Dance tells the humorous and heartbreaking love story of two best friends, Shiloh and Carrie, from their inseparable teen years to their far-flung adulthoods as they try to figure out what their relationship is, where it went wrong, and how to finally make it right. Ooh. So it's another adult one, which is awesome.
That is very
And
cool.
It's like spans a really long time, like a decade or something.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Very cool. Yeah.
I haven't read a Rainbow Rowell in a long time, but I loved her adult books when I read them. Attachments and Landline. Like, I really love those books. So
yeah. That's a good show.
Those are my new releases.
Whew. Very cool.
Oh boy. All right. Now it's time for the big potato.
And we're not saying baked potato, people. It's big potato.
Huge potato. We are now going to talk about our resolutions.
Oh my God,
we're going to go back and talk about how did our resolutions from last year go, and then we're going to shake it off and be hopeful about the new year.
I'm so excited for the new year.
I'm so excited. So, Raylene, let's start off with you. Let's go back to 2023.
Okay.
Number one, did you read a classic each quarter?
I did. I did, damn it, I did.
Very, very good.
I even read a couple of extra classics in the last quarter.
You did.
There you go.
You totally did.
But yes, I did.
You killed that one.
Yeah.
All right. Goal number two. Did you read 6 fantasy books?
I did not, but I came very close.
How many did you read?
I read 5.
Ooh.
Because what you don't know, there's a few books that I read right at the end of the year that didn't make it into any episodes because I kind of squeezed them in. I read Practical Magic, and I also read a Terry Pratchett book, which was so random.
That's fun.
So I read those two. I read Legends and Lattes. I read American Gods, and I read Piranesi. So that's 5 books. And I tried to read Brandon Sanderson, The Way of Kings. That would have been book 6 if I had managed to read the whole thing, but...
Right.
So I feel like I tried. It kind of worked. It kind of didn't work. I feel like it was too forced. I'm not happy with the fact that I made that goal in the first place. I feel like it was trying to force me to read. It was trying to force me out of being a mood reader a little bit.
Right. Interesting.
Because I kept thinking, oh, I should be reading a fantasy book. But I'm like, but I don't feel like reading a fantasy book.
So yeah. Okay.
It was
so
misguided. Yeah.
We, just for a moment to do a slight tangent, we set these goals to have fun. And we love reading. And because of that, we're so nerdy about it that it's fun to attempt new challenges, do new things, flavor things differently. Like, we're just trying things out. It's not meant to make us miserable. But also, this end of the year wrap up, while very fun, it's not actually serious. And so I think that this should be a self-assessment situation. I'm not going to say that you failed or passed. I think that's up to you. So do you think that you passed or failed? I want to read 6 fantasy books.
I think if I hadn't set that goal, I probably would have maybe read none. Like, I honestly probably wouldn't have read any. So I think that I did what I set out to do.
reading more fantasy.
Yeah, and I think that, like, while I do enjoy some fantasy, it's definitely, it's not ever going to be, like, my top genre. Like, I just, I've learned that about myself now. That's something that doing this kind of taught me. It's just, it's not my main genre. I'm very specific about my fantasy. I only like a few. So I'm not going to try and force myself to read more than I need to. Like, if they come my way, when they come my way, then that makes me happy. So,
So we're gonna
taught
give
me
it
something
to
about myself. But yeah, I feel like I feel like I accomplished what I came to do. So,
goal number three, you said, I want to read a book by each of my most read authors. Was it most read
most
authors?
Owned.
Most owned authors. Thank you. And that meant a author that you had three or more of their books.
Yeah.
So we have to kind of go through each one.
Sure.
Steinbeck.
Travels with Charlie.
Check. Okay. Sanderson.
I check that because it's now off my shelf.
Murakami.
Norwegian Wood, as well as After the Quake. I actually read two.
Oh, yeah, you did too.
Yeah.
King.
I read 112263 right at the beginning of the year, baby.
Epic. Kawakami.
Hiromi Kawakami, specifically. Yes. Yes, I read People from My Neighborhood this year.
Brilliant. John Irving.
That's another one. I technically DNF'd it, but I no longer have any John Irving on my shelf.
And finally, Atwood.
Yes, I read Oryx and Crake. I forgot that was part of my goal. I nailed it.
That's 6 out of 6.
7 out of 7, but yes.
Whoops. Woo!
That's the one that I feel most, like, I nailed it. I did that.
That was such a cool challenge. I'm still obsessed with that challenge. I think that's such, it was such a cool idea. It was a fun way of putting into a goal this thing that we always do where we have these favorite authors and we never actually follow up and read another book by them.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah. I feel like that was my favorite goal that I did. And
cool.
I'm glad I
give it to you.
Thank you.
All right. The final goal that you had was to read at least 50% of the books that you purchase in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go? Lay it on. Like, give it up to us.
Give it up to us? Okay. So in 2023, I acquired 114 books.
Yep.
I read or had already read, so that counts, 64% or 64 of those, which, sorry, that was inaccurate information. It was 64 books out of 114. And I do have the math here for you. That means that I only didn't read 43.9%.
So you did it.
I did it.
That's so exciting, actually. Yeah. I didn't know on that one.
I know.
I wasn't sure.
There was one point where you were kind of like, I don't think it's gonna happen. And
yeah,
because
you kept buying crazy amounts of books.
I know. But and like I talked about this, I think, in the wrap-up episode, like there were a handful of books that I bought and then got rid of. So that also counts. Like it was more about the TBR rather than being like I actually read every single book that came in. Like, I just want to have less unread books on my shelves. And so that's kind of how I counted. So I kind of skewed it in a way that, helps me. But I think it's the truth at the same time.
Okay, this means that you got 4 out of 4. You accomplished all of your goals. I don't think that's ever happened to us before.
It's true. We're kind of skimming the line with the fantasy thing, but... Yeah.
That's okay. A win is a win. A win is a win.
Oh my God.
All right. So how do you feel overall? Let's just, I would love like a little moment. You know, like the athlete just won the game and he comes off in the at the press conference. How do you, not even the press conference, just as he's walking back to the locker room.
I know what
how
you mean.
Do you feel about the game, man? How do you feel?
I would say overall, I kind of wish that I had made different goals.
Interesting.
So I feel like these were like I made these goals with the intention that they wouldn't be too limiting, but I do kind of feel like they were limiting because having to read a classic every quarter, like sometimes I would maybe want to read like 3 classics in a month and then just live my life. But the way I set this goal was like, I have to read one every quarter. So every 3 months I need to be reading one. And so I thought that would be fun, but I kind of didn't like that.
Yeah.
But I still accomplished it, but I didn't really like it because it felt like, oh shoot, I'm nearing the end of the quarter. I have to instead of it just being like reading what I want. So I didn't like that much. And like I mentioned with the fantasy thing, like I kind of don't like trying to tell myself to read a specific genre just because I feel like I should be. Like, I do really enjoy fantasy when I read a fantasy book I love, but I, like I said, it's just not my genre. Like, I'm not going to be that person who reads 50 fantasy books in a year. So I feel like that was too specific. The seven most owned authors thing, I feel really great about. I really, really love that goal.
Yeah, because that was a cool mission.
Just like you said, it's just like, why am I racking up books by this author I love or think I'm going to love? Yeah. And then not reading them, like, that's just silly. And so it was nice to, in two cases, like Brandon Sanderson and John Irving, I realized maybe I'm not really that interested in this author after all, and got rid of them. But then other authors, I like, it reaffirmed how much I love them, like Haruki Murakami and Stephen King. And now I know maybe I don't really care about Margaret Atwood that much as well. Like, that's maybe that's, you know. And so it helped me like learn about how I buy books a little bit, and like I should maybe just like be a little bit more careful and think about things a little bit more, maybe get things from the library. So I feel like it taught me a lot. And the book buying one was interesting because I feel like it did kind of make me try harder to read the books I was buying.
Okay.
But that also set pressure on myself. And so I feel like a lot of these goals were like pressure based. Like, they were kind of like,
interesting,
you have to read at least a few more just to balance out the scale. And I don't know,
or get rid of books or sell books. Exactly. Like, it had not me, buy them.
Exactly. It had me kind of like, I don't know, restrained in a weird way. And so most of my goals for the new year, just in general in life, is like, I just want to be more free. Like, I'm trying to think of how can I be more free and set less boundaries on myself. So so that's what I'm hoping to do moving forward. So overall, I feel like I restrained myself a little bit too much with my goals. Okay. And so I wasn't expecting to feel that way, but it was interesting.
No, this was awesome because we've talked about this before, but reflecting on your goals and thinking about them, not just in the terms of did I do it or not, but like, how did this goal function in my life actually, is actually so important to how you set your next goals.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to keep setting bad goals if you don't think about how these goals worked out. It's so true. This is a perfect segue to what are your new goals?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I didn't know you were going to ask me that so soon. I thought we were going to talk about you first.
Do you want to? Do you want for me to
throw it to you? Okay. I need to know yours for a little bit. I need time to process all of that.
All right. Oh boy. All right. So goal number one was to extend my bookshelves.
Oh.
And I accomplished it.
You sure did. 100%, baby.
That was electric guitar for anyone that couldn't tell.
Oh, okay.
I guess you couldn't tell.
I'm just kidding. I knew what it was.
Okay. So this was like, it didn't happen until the very end. Like, I finished them in December.
Yeah, it just happened.
Which is so wild. Like, basically, I've been meaning to do this for over a year. I started on it right at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like January, February, maybe March. But like, I started on it early.
Yeah.
And then I really started on it in like May.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, wow, I'm really delayed here, but I'm just going to finish it.
Okay.
Then it got delayed till July and August. And I was like, I'm just going to finish it now. And then I abandoned it until partly in September. I did a bit more. And then I actually finished it in December. And I've never had a project go that way before for me. What's funny is I actually think that it created one of the better videos that I've made on my channel.
Nice.
Because usually when I make a video like about my home renovations, I'm like, I'm going to do this project. And then I do it.
And it's over.
And then I'm like, it's done.
Yeah.
This project had like an arc of the project, but it also had like an emotional arc.
Oh yeah.
Like, I had to go through hard times. I had like, I was down on myself. I wanted to give up. I hit like a lot of obstacles. Mm-hmm. I made a massive mistake that like set me way back.
Oh, no.
Like, I had all, like, there was a growth arc that was actually really cool. And I actually like the video. I think I like the video more than it ever would have been if I just done it perfectly.
It's more interesting
from the beginning. I'm not saying that I'm glad that that's what happened. It was very frustrating, very time consuming, and I would have just liked to have gone and done earlier on, but I'm just saying, silver lining. But either way, I'm we'll put some b-roll here for people that are watching the video version, but I'll also post some photos to Instagram of what the new shelves look like, because they look beautiful.
Bomb.
And I'm really, really proud of them. Okay, my next goal was to read 12 classics.
Ooh, okay.
I read 10.
Whoa! I thought you were going to say 8. So, that's awesome.
I'm giving this to myself because that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy about it. Clearly what I meant was like to read one a month,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really care about that.
Yeah, you read more classics, which was ultimately what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Right?
And like, listen to this. Listen.
What'd you say?
Like, I read 34 books last year. 10 of them were classics. That's a third of my reading, basically. I mean,
that's wild.
And when you put it that way, to me, that fully proves that this did what I wanted it to do, which was to reprioritize classics for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Put them at the forefront. And I did. And I, like, a lot of the books that I started and didn't finish were classics. And I was, like, testing things out and having a lot of fun. I loved this goal. I actually really enjoyed it. I wish that it, like, I had done, like, fully completed it, 12 out of 12. But I don't even, I honestly don't care because I just feel like the point of the goal was to read more classics. And I read so many more classics than I usually
exactly.
do.
Exactly. You nailed
it. So I'm really, really happy about that one. The next goal. Read 3 biographies.
Mm.
Failure.
No.
Not even minor failure. Utter failure.
Hey, 0%. Been there.
0 out of 3.
I've been there, man.
0 out of 3 on this one. Did not go well at all. This is basically a mashed potato goal.
It is actually, yeah. It's something you want to do so badly, but just keep not doing.
Yes, it's something I want to do so badly that I'm like freaking myself out about it, and I just don't get it done.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating. And so we'll see a little something about that come up in my this year
goals. Ooh, okay.
As well. So I'm obviously not giving myself that goal. There's no way to justify that.
Yeah.
It's just not a thing.
It just didn't happen.
The final goal that I had was to visit every bookshop in Nova Scotia.
Mm.
This is very fascinating. This was an insane goal, really.
It was.
Like, it was really wild and fun. And I have to say that I'm so glad that this was a goal. Because it was such an adventure. And it did, it really made it so that I saw so many new parts of Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to just have funny little memories in all these different bookshops. Like, that's hilarious. Yeah. That's actually, I think
that's
very funny.
That would have not happened if you hadn't made that goal.
It wouldn't definitely not have happened. It definitely wouldn't have happened. A lot of the bookshops that I went to, I was like, okay, this is fine. But it's not, like, incredible. But I still had so much fun doing it and going to these bookshops. And, just, like, it was overall a really fun goal. So I went to, and I don't think I've recounted. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
That's a lot.
For some reason, I had thought I had gone to 20, but I guess not. So, 19, when I listened back to the original episode, really, I had said that there were 35 bookshops in Nova Scotia. So, 19 out of 35 equals 54%. So, it's funny because when you think about it, I went to 19 different bookshops. That's actually a lot.
That is a lot.
But I only got half of the way to the goal.
But, and I think I probably said this in the episode, like, that was a crazy goal that probably was, like, would be very hard to actually accomplish. I still think you did it. Like, you didn't go to every single one, but you went to so many.
And I did it throughout the year, too. I didn't, like, just do it in the summer or just, like, I actually, like, kept it up and I kept caring about it and I kept trying to make it happen.
Exactly.
So I think the spirit of this goal was achieved.
Exactly.
So I am going to give it to myself that, like, it was a goal I had fun with and a goal I enjoyed and a goal that I actively worked on a lot and that brought me good memories and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I will also say, though, the numbers are to be debated, quite frankly.
It's always changing, I'm sure.
It is always changing. There's, like, a couple new bookshops that opened this year, a couple bookshops that closed in the last few years. I realized the list I was going off was really not that reliable. So this goal might be revisited in 2024. We'll talk about that. So, well, and that was the last goal. So I'm going to give myself a 3 out of 4 on my goals.
That feels good.
It feels pretty good. Obviously, I didn't actually read the 12 classics. I didn't actually go to the 35 bookshops, but I really leaned into those goals, and I think they made my reading year and my book year better and more fun.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to share my next year's goals, and oh, I'm boy. So excited to hear what your goals are. Mine are unhinged, quite frankly. Insane.
Mine, I've reined mine thinking. In. I'm excited to see what you're doing, because mine are pretty normal.
I think that's for the best, Raylene, yeah, because quite frankly, be I'm really setting myself up for failure over here. But I want you to go first, because I'm so excited. I've been so excited to hear what your goals are for months now. So just okay. tell me.
Okay, amazing. So, I mean, I just want to start out by saying that my, like, overarching goal is, like, the same goal I always have, which is just that I want to read more of my unread books that I already own. Because I'm, like, okay. I own them for a reason. I bought yes. them because I'm excited about them. Right. And I keep becoming tempted by other books. Like, that always happens to me. It's always the thing I try not to do, but it keeps happening. So, once again, right. I just want to say my goal is to do that, to read my TBR. Okay. Also, the thing that's backpacking on top of that now that I've discovered this year, and I'm calling this follow your heart. So
I love it.
I want to follow. Thank you. I really want to follow my heart. And what I mean by that is that I want to stop just like every time you passionately talk about a book that you love,
yeah.
I need to stop being like, oh, I have to read that. And then I go out and buy it. And then I read it right. instead of reading something I already wanted to read. You know, like I'm very yes. susceptible to people talking about things they love. I feel like, and I'm yes. trying to like be more calm and
in tune you know, with yourself.
Exactly. More yeah. in tune with my actual desires. Like what right. I want to yes. read. What totally. I want to be doing with my time. So that's totally. That's like my kind of like a personal goal, but also ties into my reading. So
okay.
I'm calling it follow your heart. So that's just an overarching okay. like thing I want to do.
A theme. I like that because I also have a theme. Okay. I have an overarching theme. So that's good. Your theme is follow your heart. I
that's
love
awesome.
That.
Okay. And before I talk about my reading goals, I also wanted to mention a different goal I have, which is a movie oh, yeah. goal. Because I love movies. Right. I'm a big movie watcher. And so I mm-hmm. want to like lean into that a lot. And so I've made this goal for myself, which is to watch 24 A24 movies in 2024.
It's the best thing I've ever heard
it's
in my
entire
life.
Perfect.
It's too perfect.
It's too perfect. So for those who don't know, A24 is an independent like movie studio that just makes the coolest movies. Basically, coolest they movies. Make so many interesting movies that I feel like no other movie studio is making movies like they are it's making true. Movies. And a lot of them have become favorite movies of mine in the past couple of years. And so it can include rewatches. It can include new movies. Like I'm not putting any kind of limits other than they have to be A24 movies. So
that's
happening. So I'll be talking about that throughout the year. But on yes. to the reading resolutions.
Wow. How so many like do you have?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, but kind of 5. Like it's hard because they're okay. all kind of mush together a little bit when you get close to the end. So like I said at the beginning, all of my goals have to do with the number 4 or the number 24. And as you've seen already, it's happening. It's true.
Yeah.
So the first one I've got here is that I want to read the 4 highest rated books on my TBR, which I'm calling...
I'm already... Raylene, I'm freaking out over here. I feel like I'm watching my favorite TV show. Like, Raylene telling me her book goals is my favorite TV show.
I love that.
I just want to, like, give you an applause Thank every so after much. Every word that I you
just,
say.
It's because we're just so excited right now. At the end of the year, we'll see how this feels. But right now, it's very exciting.
It's so beautiful. Okay, that's so cool. Yes, that's... I wonder what mine are. I don't know what mine are.
But wow. I gave this a name because we were talking about this earlier or yesterday or something. And I'm going to call this fondant potatoes, which apparently are a very fancy way to make potatoes. I've never heard of them.
I love that.
But they're very fancy, apparently.
Okay.
So fancy potatoes. So these are the books that if I sort them on Goodreads by average rating, these are the top 4. And there's actually 2 that are tied. So I'll mention both of those. There's kind of 5 right now, but I'll read either one. So I've got Sons and Others on Loving Male Survivors by Tanaka Mishi, which I just hauled in the last episode. Okay. So that one, and it's really short. So that's good. Huh. Then we've got In My Own Moccasins by Helen Knott.
Oh, yeah, cool.
That one, very highly rated. Both of those are 4.53 on Goodreads. So like those are going to be good reads. See, this is why I want to do this, because I'm like, these are kind of, some of them are becoming mashed potato books of mine, because I'm like, they're, the high rating actually kind of scares me a little bit. It scares me off of them.
Totally.
Next up is a book called The Cat I Never Named, A True Story of Love, War, and Survival by Amra Sebek El Reyes. And that's a cat book as well. So that's one that I've been meaning to read for a while. Has an average rating of 4.52. And then the two that are tied with 4.51 is Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir and What My Bones Know by Stephanie Fu. So those are all books that I'm like desperately excited to read. So I'm super excited to have those on my TBR. That's awesome. Obviously they're all books that I own. So it helps my goal of reading down my TBR. That's next so up, cool. I want to read the four lowest rated books on my TBR.
She's brilliant. She's genius. No one else could have thought of that. I love her.
I feel like I'm at the Oscars or something. So this is for the exact same reason. Like, I feel like books with lower average ratings, you kind of are scared of reading them a little bit, maybe. But as we've talked about and I've discovered this year, a lot of times I actually really end up enjoying books with lower average ratings. The four books are Switch by A.S. King. That one, unfortunately, has a very low rating of 3.29. Then we've got The Nakano Thrift Shop by Hiromi Kawakami.
What?
That has a 3.42.
I didn't know that.
It's very low, but I'm excited to read it, and I don't care.
Me too.
Then we've got The Boys of Summer by Richard Cox, which is a book you bought me, and I'm very excited to read. And that has a 3.44 average rating.
That clearly shows that I don't check ratings before I buy you books.
And I'm fine with that because, like we've said, they most of the time they don't matter and they aren't actually applicable to me. And then the last one is Sweet Bitter by Stephanie Danler, which has an average rating of 3.32. So those are my kind of, what did I call this? I called this uncooked potatoes or potatoes with no friends. What were you going to say?
We were back with the fondant potato thing.
This is the version of that.
This is the opposite.
So they're uncooked potatoes. They're potatoes that not a lot of people are enjoying. Is kind of where I decided to go with that. Okay, next one.
Okay.
I want to read the four oldest books on my TBR.
This is so fun.
Okay, so here's what they are. They are The Queen of the Tearling.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like, I just bought a physical copy of that, I think, this past year. But I'm just looking at my Goodreads. What has been on my radar for the longest?
Yeah, totally.
And they're books that I own. So Queen of the Tearling by Erica Johansson is one of them. The next one, and this is going to scare you. This is going to freak you out. Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy. This is what I was saying earlier.
That does freak me out.
This is my one giant, scary Russian potato. It's I'm so intimidated by this book, I'm excited. I am excited about it. So that is on the list. And then we've got A Tree Grows in Brooklyn by Betty Smith, which is also longish, a classic.
Totally, yeah.
But I'm very excited. Coming of age, I really want to read that. So I'm glad that I decided to do this. And then the final one is less intimidating. It's Colorless, Tsukuru Tazuki and His Years of Pilgrimage by Haruki Murakami.
Cool.
So all of those have been on my TBR since 2017 or earlier. So those are
nice.
You know, I want to conquer those. It's crazy that I haven't read them yet. So that's why those are on there. Okay, now getting into the kind of the meaty ones that are less book specific. Okay. So I really want to read. Over the year, I want the publication year to be an average of 2004 or less.
This is so fascinating.
I'm going to take an average of all the publication years as I read, but basically it just means that I need to be balancing out my reading. If I'm reading books published in the 2020s, I need to be reading books published in the 1980s or earlier.
Yes.
Like I need to be keeping it kind of balanced. And so, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode here, I have the 24 in 24 challenge that I'm doing for myself. And so I've selected 24 books and it averages out to, I think, 1995 as the average year. So if I actually read those 24 books, if I read other stuff, it doesn't really matter so much because it'll still fall into that, you know, that year average. Because I just want to read more older books. I don't want to be reading only new releases. And and as we've both discovered, we love reading books that we've just bought,
which a lot
of times are 2020s books. Like a lot of times they're new releases. And I just, that's fine. Like there's nothing wrong with that. Just for me personally, I love backlist books. I love books published in the 90s. I love books published in the 60s. And I want to give myself lean more in. Room to, yeah, exactly, like lean totally. Into that and just do that. So this is going to help encourage me to do that.
That's so cool.
Okay, this last one, you're going to think, this is...
okay.
This one is, it might be going against my other goals a little bit, but just listen to me. Okay, so this is another kind of like life goal tying into a reading goal. So the life goal that I will lead into the crazy thing next is that I want to be offline a little bit more in the new year.
Nice.
I actually uninstalled Instagram earlier this week.
Yeah.
And huge. It's been crazy because I still have it. Like, it's still there on my phone, but it's uninstalled. Yeah. So, like, if I click on it, it's like, you want to reinstall? And so it gives me that moment of pause. And so I found I keep wanting to open it and then I decide not to. And so I'm now trying to figure out what else I want to be doing with my time. And so, like, if I happen to be in a, like, you know, in a line at a bank or something and all I have is my phone, what am I going to do? So now I'm trying to just, like, figure out what I want to change.
Yeah,
like, I want it to not be Instagram. I want it to be something that's going to help me in some way. And so I'm still figuring that part out, but it might involve reading ebooks on my phone. Like, we'll see. I don't know. So this is what makes this next thing that I'm going to say crazy.
Okay.
I think that I want to read less than 50 books in 2024.
This is so funny. I can't wait to tell you my goal.
I can't wait to hear it. But yeah, let's just unpack that for a second. So
this is so fascinating.
I, for the past, I don't even know how many years, have aspired to read 100 books almost every year. And I've come close to it, or I've accomplished it. I've, you know, whatever. I've come into that same, that little area. The idea of reading only 50 books, to me, sounds crazy because it sounds like why would I do that?
What else are you doing?
And that's the thing. I want to live life more fully, man. I want to get outside and roller skate. I have other aspirations that I've been neglecting because all I want to do is read.
I love it.
I just want to. This is funny, actually. I texted this to Ariel yesterday. I was like, you know what? I want to roller skate. I want to dance. Like, I just want to do other things.
I said, this is beautiful. Where do you want to dance?
I said, in my house, anywhere, wherever I need to dance. I just want to be more kind of free and feel like stop limiting myself. And I find that, like, I limit myself by telling myself I should be reading more when it's like I don't have to do anything.
No, you're free.
I'm free,
independent
and
woman.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. There's just something in my head that tells me that I need to be productive or I need to be doing something, whatever that something is. And I'm trying to change that. I'm trying to let that go. So, and so that involves reading less, but also reading Anna Karenina is probably going to take me like 3 months. So I think that this goal is accomplishable. It's tough because I have a specific list of 24 books I want to read. So if I stray from that too much, it's going to get kind of sketchy. It's going to get dicey. But I'm just interested to see what happens, you know?
That's so awesome. What I love about it is that it really does respect your theme, right? Which was follow your heart.
Yeah.
You're like, your heart wants to read more books from the past. Your heart wants to read more, read less so that you're able to focus on other things. I think it's perfect. I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I love it. And it couldn't be more opposite to everything I'm about to say.
Ariel wants to read 100 books. She's going to read every single book she owns. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see what you're going to say.
I think it's awesome, though. I think it's really great. And I think that, I don't want to go on too much of a tangent, but we are turning 30 next year.
Yeah.
And there's no way around it. That causes an existential crisis. Like, it just
I think that
does.
Could be what's happening. This all happened to me, like, last night when I was like, I think I want to read less than 50 books.
Yes.
It just came to me.
I think it's so real because for whatever the reason may be, it's societal pressure. It's being a woman turning 30 comes with certain things. Mm-hmm. Like, there's all, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I know this from my male friends as well. Turning 30 is a big milestone because you are leaving young adulthood. You're not in your 20s anymore. You're graduating to the next big thing. And I think the next big thing goes from 30 to 50. Once you're entering 50s, middle I think age. That's the next place where people start to be like, really.
Yeah.
Either way, I think it's really fascinating and it's natural to have a response. And I think it's really good to have that response and take it and be like, okay, realign. what do I actually want to be doing mm-hmm. with the next few years? And you kind of realize, like, no one else is going to do it for you. Time is going to keep going.
Exactly.
I'm going to turn 30 and then I'm going to be 40. And if I'm not, like, trying to figure out my life to fit in more with what I want it to be, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I love that you're, that the stance that you're at right now is like, what I need is to slow down.
Yeah.
And to, like, pace down.
Slow down is literally, I've been told that by people. Mm. People are like, you need to freaking slow down and calm down. And so, like, that's what I'm trying to embrace.
And I feel like it's reflected in your goals, which I think is awesome. Well, Raylene, good luck to you.
I thank you. We'll see how I do.
All right. My theme, and I had actually written this down before you had said your theme, so
I also have a theme.
And it's, okay, the theme is interesting because I thought of this theme around when I turned 29.
Yeah.
And it just was this word that kept occurring to me a lot. And then I kind of was like, that's very interesting. And then when it came time to start planning for my own life goals, not my reading goals, just my personal life goals, this word was, like, really important. Yeah. And then as I was making my reading goals, I was like, wait, that word is here again. So really, it's kind of like my word of the year.
It's your mantra.
The word is industrious.
Ooh, okay. All right. Expand.
I want to feel industrious.
Okay.
And the definition on Google is diligent and hardworking. So true. So true. I want to feel like I'm pushing myself a bit.
Nice.
I feel like for a while I have felt like I'm doing things, good things are getting done, but I'm not pushing the needle enough in the directions that I want to push it in. And I want to just push myself a little bit more or a lot bit more.
Yeah.
Which is why my first goal of the year is to read 100 books.
Holy shit. This is the craziest year of goals we've ever done. Because it's so opposite. Ariel, what?
I know. I said this to my boyfriend. I said this to my brother. And they were both like, do you think you can do that? And
I'm,
I was like,
scared.
I think I can do it. So it's so funny because literally, what, 4 minutes ago, you were like, what, are you going to try and read 100 books? Yeah. And I'm like, yes, I am.
That is crazy. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to split my reading in half, and you want to multiply yours by 3, essentially.
Yeah.
That is, wow. I'm excited about that.
So, obviously, this is big. If you've been a listener of the podcast for very long, you know that I, on average, read, let's just call it in the ballpark of 30.
Yeah.
Like 25 some year. This year I read 34. So 30 is the
average,
the center point there. 100 is a lot more than 30.
It is.
But here's the thing, okay? I've always wanted to read 100 books in 1 year. That is a goal that I have had.
Oh my gosh.
But like a goal that I was like, 1 year I'll do it. And this is again with the returning 30 philosophy. I'm,
it's
like,
time to
what
do it.
Year? What year?
Yeah.
If I
time
just
is running out, Ariel. There's no future. Just do it now.
If I don't do it now, though, what are we talking about? Like, what year? When's going to be the perfect year?
Yeah.
It's always going to be hard.
Exactly.
It's always going to be hard. Next year is no different. Like seriously, it's no different than any other year that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be hard. The other thing is, and it's kind of funny that you talked about this, because one of my personal life goals is that I'm quitting Instagram.
Mm.
We're still going to be doing the Instagram for the podcast. Yeah. So don't worry about that, because it's important to us. We like being able to share the books that we get with you guys. We love being able to do updates on there and connect with you guys there. So it's an important part of the podcast, but it's very different from having a personal Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a totally different ballpark. So I'm not to be dramatic, but I believe I'm throwing my life away on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
I spend at minimum, and this is a minimum, of an hour a day on Instagram.
Yeah.
Usually it's more than that. Usually it's like 2-ish, 3-ish hours on Instagram. And I'm like, how is that happening? I don't have a TikTok because I never got on it because I knew it would
infect my brain. Yeah, it's even worse than Instagram.
I knew it would infect my brain and get me super addicted. So I never signed up to it. But what happened was, Instagram became TikTok. Yeah, I'm exactly. seeing all the same TikToks you're seeing on Instagram a couple weeks later, but I don't even know the difference because I don't have TikTok.
Yeah.
So I'm like stuck on Reels. I get so trapped and I notice and I zoom out and it's been an hour.
Yeah.
And that honestly scares me because when I finish a book, I remember the book that I read and I took something away from it. When I watch a movie, I feel that same way. I enjoyed some art. When I step away from 2 hours of watching Instagram Reels, I don't remember them.
Yeah. It's like, oh, there's great, like, I saw a cute dog at one point or something. And yeah, now what?
It's crazy.
It's gone. It's gone.
There's so many other things. Like, I've thought a lot about this. It's like something I feel very passionately and honestly nuanced about. Like, quitting Instagram is a kind of a big thing.
Yeah.
But I mention it because I know that quitting it will give me the time to do a goal like this, actually.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's going to be really hard, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to attempt to do it, I mean. Mm-hmm. I also am thinking about a reward system.
That's a good idea.
Basically, there's like this really cute pair of shoes that I want. And they're kind of expensive. And I keep being like, you shouldn't buy them. Like, they're expensive shoes. But maybe you should. No, you shouldn't. Maybe you should.
Yeah.
And then I thought, okay, if I, every 25 books that I read, I think I'll give myself a reward.
That's smart.
So I think that will motivate me. Yeah. You might not be the kind of person who's motivated by that type of reward, but I am. And so I'm like, okay, actually, this is genius because now I kind of want to just keep going and get those shoes.
Get yourself those dang shoes, girl.
They're so cute. Okay, I'll show a photo now. They're the Vagabond chunky Mary Janes, and I want them so bad. And so if I read 25 books, I get to have them.
See, that's genius. That's so smart.
I know. And I think it'd be fun to, like, once I get that goal and get my reward, then I'll set my next reward and my next goal.
Yeah. And they get better and better as you go. Like, to reach 100, that should be a really big goal. So you really want to do it.
No, you're right, actually. I'm going to Hawaii.
Whoa. Yeah, it's going to get out
of hand. I also thought about this. I'm like, I go on a few trips a year. What if, like, I focus some of those trips around reading, like reading vacations. I've never done that before, but where I go on for a 3-day trip and all I'm supposed to be doing on those days is relaxing and reading. Like, whatever it takes throughout the year, I'm going to have to be pretty creative, I think, to
reach this goal. It's
going
to be interesting to see what you do. Because it's not, you can't just keep living normal life and read 3 times more books. You know, you got to do something different.
I forgot to say, I think, but I have 4 goals. So that's the first one. The second goal is to read 3 biographies, for fuck's sake.
Hot diggity. Yeah.
So I set this goal the first time in 2022. Then I failed it. Then I set it again in 2023. And I said, sometimes when you fail, you have to try again. Damn it, she was right.
Yeah.
Because here we are. Third time is the charm. Trying this again. I will not give up on this goal. I really want to do it.
Because you will have so much fun doing it. That's the thing. It's like, once you actually...
We both know.
Yeah.
We both know I'm going to love that.
You're going
to
love that.
It's so frustrating that I haven't done it. Okay. The third goal is to finish visiting every bookshop in Nova Scotia.
Mm.
I loved this goal. I loved that it meant I was just driving around Nova Scotia a bunch. I loved what it did in my life, and I want to finish it.
I
look back in a couple years and I'm like, I spent 2 years visiting every bookshop in Nova Scotia. That's great. That's awesome.
That's great.
So cool.
Not many people will be able to say that.
Say that again, sir?
Nobody else will be able to really say that. I don't think anybody else is accomplishing that even in 2 years or 3 years or 4 years.
I know. You know? Like, I think it would even be rare if someone says, I've been to every bookshop in my province.
Exactly. It's just not happening.
Ever in their whole life, let alone just over 2 years. And part of what I want to do for this goal is either, I'm not sure yet if I want to do it kind of throughout the year or at the end whenever I've kind of accomplished it.
Yeah.
I want to make a website about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it has frustrated me that there is no good
definitive
ledger.
List, yeah.
There's no definitive list, and I want to basically give that to the people.
Oh, okay.
And I think it would be a really cute project to just have a cute website that literally all it does is has a list of all the things, and then maybe a section of, like, Ariel's visits, and I'll have the photos there again in my little paragraphs. But, like, keep it really simple and cute.
That's really nice.
I think that'd be awesome. Okay, so that's my third goal. God. My fourth goal, you want to know what's crazy, Raylene?
What?
The fourth goal is actually the most insane of the 4 goals.
Okay. Uh-oh. I didn't know it could get crazier.
Oh my god. Okay. I feel shy bringing it up, and I'm like, that's okay. We're going to do it this year, yeah, and it's going to be wild.
Okay.
I would like to build and operate a mobile book mobile.
What? Ariel, you Let have a explain. Crazy mind that I love. Continue.
Let me explain, Raylene. I have a dream.
Yeah. Oh
my god. I have a dream to buy some form of mini truck.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a Japanese mini truck. It could be one of those cute Italian little pickup trucks. It could be, I don't know. There's a lot of mini trucks out there. So mm-hmm. my dream is to buy a mini truck, convert it into a bookmobile by basically just painting it cute and mm-hmm. adding books, and then drive it around giving books to the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my dream. And I literally have been messaging people on Facebook Marketplace about mini trucks that I want to buy.
Yeah.
And I haven't found the one yet. I just started seriously doing this a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So we're literally at the beginning of the journey.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
And I want to chronicle it with you guys on the podcast.
Oh my god.
My dream is that, like, I finish it, and then you come out here and we drive it around together.
I was going to say, like, I have to figure out the timing of when I visit you accordingly. I can't just come anytime.
If there's a book truck in order, you can't just come anytime.
That would be so cute. Oh my gosh.
It will be so cute. With our truck. And I said to my brother, I was like, is this a little too crazy? I was like, because I talked to him about it before.
Yeah.
And he knows that I want to do this. And I was like, is it too crazy to put it as a goal? Is it too crazy to do it this year? Like, mm-hmm. am I trying to do too much? I was like, it will probably take out a lot of the time that I would spend renovating my house.
Yeah.
And he was like, there are some things, some projects, some dreams mm-hmm. that are worth displacing other projects.
Oh, he's like, beautiful.
You're going to love that book truck. And it's going to bring you so much joy. And when you're older, looking back on this time, you're not going to care that you delayed a few things to mm-hmm. build a book truck and drive it around.
That's going to be way more fun than putting in new flooring somewhere. You know what I mean?
I do love finishing wood, but you're right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? A book truck. Wow.
I don't even know where to begin with this.
Yeah, that's a whole ass journey you're starting.
I mean, I guess the first thing I have to do is buy a book. I have to buy a truck.
Yeah. And then where are you going to source your books from? Like, what's the...
I know. I don't even know that either.
There's so many possibilities.
There's so many things. Like, do I just go thrift shopping to find the books? Or do I start doing wholesale? I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions because you worked at a bookshop.
I can't wait to talk about this.
So you actually know this stuff.
I have ideas for you already.
You have knowledge. Yeah. And I want you to be a part of this whole journey because it's going to be... This is going to be wacky as hell.
It is. I can't wait to do quarterly updates about all of these goals because...
Yes.
These are like things that we want to keep top of mind, you know?
Yes. And last year we started doing quarterly updates. So every quarter of the year we check in with you guys and we'll let you know how these goals are going.
Yes.
And, I mean, you'll kind of get a gist of it throughout the episodes because mm-hmm. we'll be mentioning it, but we'll very clearly be doing quarterly updates so you know how all of this is going.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's not like, I'm going to be... If it's like August 2024, I've read, you know, 18 books, don't own the truck yet.
Just give up. No, because you're going to be industrious.
Industrious. Woohoo!
I love that. Wow.
This is so fun. So the final thing that we need to do before we head out is pick each other's first read of the year. So this mm-hmm. episode came out on January 1st, but our reading year starts the moment that we finish recording the first episode of this trilogy, which was our reading wrap-up.
Yes.
So we recorded this a couple of days ago. We gave each other TBRs and we picked. So mm-hmm. let's cut to that clip. Hello from the past,
Hello.
Everybody.
Welcome.
We are recording this at the same time that we recorded our reading wrap-up ep because our reading, our New Year's reading starts now.
We need to start. Okay? Yeah. No holding
back. So we were like, let's record this a little early so that we can go ahead and get started on this reading. Mm-hmm. So we have picked TBRs for each other to pick from. It's yes. kind of complicated, but that is what happened. So basically, I've picked a bunch of books. Raylene has picked a bunch of books. And we are going to use that list to choose each other's first read of the year. I'm pretty excited. I think it's going to be fun.
It's actually fun because if you think back to last year, 2023, yeah. you picked Norwegian Wood for me. And it was one of my favorite books of the year. So
right.
you picked you one picked of my favorite books
Ducks
of the year.
For me. Oh, and wow. it was good. Yeah, it was very good. It, like, I really, really liked it. It wasn't a personal favorite, but it was a really great way yeah. to start the year yeah. off. So it I worked out well. All right. Woo! Raylene, how about you start us off? Tell me what books you picked. Okay. My bangs are being really annoying and I'm gotta stop
forget,
touching them.
But... Just forget they're there. Okay.
Okay.
This was so hard to pick. Like, I have so many books that I'm excited to read as...
It was hard.
Yeah, like, as I'm sure we've talked about in this new episode, but... Okay, I'm just gonna go for it. So, I've picked another Murakami. I've got colorless Tsukuru Tazaki and His Years of Pilgrimage, which is one of his shorter-ish books, coming of age, my vibe, you know? And that's one that I've been meaning to read for quite a while now. So, that's the first pick. Then we've got The Nakano Thrift Shop by Hiromi Kawakami. I really love Hiromi Kawakami. You know, I got Kawakami problems, so. It's always nice to read one of her books.
Yeah.
Then next up, Sweet Bitter by Stephanie Danler.
Interesting.
As I mentioned in our wrap-up episode, this has become a mashed potato book that I'm very mad at myself for not having read in 2023. It's really interesting. And then the last two books I've picked are reread options because as we've done before...
This is fascinating.
Yes. I was going to have no reread options because I really want to tackle my TBR, but these are two books that I really feel connected to right now that I want to reread soon. One of them is The Chrysalids by John Wyndham. I just talked about this recently in an episode as a book that I read literally like 13 years ago and haven't reread since, but I think about it all the damn time. And then the final book is another one I also mentioned recently. I Am the Messenger by Marcus Zusak because my brother just read it. And so now I'm feeling like I want to reread it. And it's a very quick read. Every time I read this book, I read it in one sitting. So that's part of the reason. But overall, lots of short books, shortish books I'm really excited for. What do you think?
Very interesting.
What do you think?
All right, hold up the book so that I can see them. Yeah. It's not going to be I Am the Messenger.
Okay, fine.
I'll tell you that right now. That's out of there. And it's not going to be the Murakami. Get that one out of there as well.
Okay. This is always interesting to see what
like,
you do.
I kind of was like, it would be cool to have, like, last year I picked a Murakami, this year I'll pick a Murakami. No. Okay? That dream is
I never know what you're going to say. I love it.
This is so fascinating. These are tough. These are tough. No, you know what? Nakano, get out of here. Nakano, it's a no.
I was really hoping that one would win.
So, Sweet Bitter and The Chrysalids. This is very tricky. This is very tricky indeed. Mm-hmm. The Chrysalids, you've been meaning to reread for a while.
A long, long time.
You've always wanted to, you've like always wanted to reread that since I remember. Mm-hmm. Like, that feels like a book you've been meaning to reread forever. Sweet Bitter is a book that you've recently has become a mashed potato.
Mm-hmm.
I think the it's obvious. Oh. I think anyone with with any sense of understanding Raylene knows what she needs to read.
Okay.
It's Sweet Bitter.
Woohoo! Yeah, baby.
It's Sweet Bitter because of a few reasons. If we hadn't just recorded the episode and you had not just said, I feel dumb for not having read it or something very similar to that, I maybe would have downvoted it a bit. But you've been really meaning to read that book. You also have just come off of this high of reading a bunch of chefy restaurant books. I think that you got to lean in to what you like. And I think you've been enjoying that genre right now.
I appreciate that.
I also think that it'll be a kind of an easy read.
Yeah, so, like I think it's a good way to enter the new year. You know what else is interesting about this book? It's another one that has a really low average rating on Goodreads. It has like a 3.2 or 3.3 or something.
Fascinating.
So that makes me more excited to read it, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I want to read those books with the low ratings because I want to know why. What is it that people dislike?
is obviously The Chrysalids is really good, and I myself want to reread it because I read it in high school and I've been meaning to reread it ever since, but I think it's a little harder to read. Like, yeah. It's not like a fun, breezy, easy to read book. To start off the year, I think you want something that kind of encourages you and helps you along. And I feel
I like that.
For some reason, I feel like it's going to be a fun read.
I love that. And that being said, I'm probably still going to read the rest of these books throughout the year sometime. Yeah, like, it's not like I'm forbidden from reading them. So I appreciate that. I feel like that is a really good place to start. And I your reasoning is sound. And
I'm very excited. I'm very excited to hear if I'm right and if it's a really good
book. Oh, and I think I'll do a reading vlog for the patrons for that one.
Oh,
I think
that's a
smart thing to do. First read of the year.
You know what? I will also do that because that's a really good idea. Okay, so for my pile, Raylene, I have picked a bunch of books, 7 books, and these are all books that I bought in 2023.
Oh, God. Okay.
These are all really cool books that I bought throughout the year that I'm like, how did I not read that last year?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like really excited about all of these really cool books. And they're kind of, these were all books also that, like, while I was reshuffling my bookshelves, I was like, damn, yeah, that is a really cool book. I should really read that. Okay, so here we go. A Horse at Night by Amina Kane, nonfiction book about writing.
Okay.
7 Empty Houses by Samantha Schweblin, a short story collection. Unearthing by Keo McClear, person who wrote one of my favorite books ever, nonfiction as well. A Prayer for the Crown Shy by Becky Chambers. Okay. Been meaning to get to this one. Finish off. It's very vague if she's ever going to publish another one. Like, whenever she's asked about it in interviews, she's like, I might.
So it could just be a duology.
It might just be a duology, but she's like keeping the door open. Mm. This one, God, I've been meaning to read this for literally a year since I bought it. Aesthetica by Ali Rowbottom. It sounds so cool, and I remember I read the first few pages and it was so readable, but I just kept not reading it. Classic. Love Letters of Virginia Woolf and Vita Sackville-West, their correspondence. You're one of my new obsessions.
Okay.
Yeah, it is really hard. The Dog of the South by Charles Portis.
How dare you?
I know, it's so tricky. And then Chinatown by, I keep forgetting that they didn't put the full name of the author, but Tuan is the, I guess, the last name.
Okay.
This is a set in Vietnam, which seems really, really cool. No, I'm lying. It's Vietnamese characters. It's set in Paris.
Oh, cool.
But the author was born in Hanoi. Seems really, really neat. Okay. This is my stack. And let's do it the same way that I did it.
I've made some decisions.
I'll hold it up. Yep, I'll hold it up and you can cancel some right away.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to let you right now which 3 I want you to keep and the rest are canceled.
Wow.
So I want you to keep The Dog of the South, Love Letters, and the Becky Chambers. Those are my top 3.
Fascinating!
The rest, I just don't care about. I considered the Keo McClear because it's long, and I kind of wanted you to do that, but I'm not going to do that to you because I feel like that's the wrong
move. I really thought you were going to have Aesthetica in there.
That one was close. I almost wanted to keep it in, but these are my top because, and I have a very clear reason for all of them. These are all things that you were very excited about last year, and I'm sure continue to be excited about now. We've got a collection of letters, which you're currently in the midst of loving. You started reading that book. You were loving it.
Yeah.
So that's why I like that one. Charles Portis is obvious. You love True Grit so much. And so I feel like you need to continue the train of reading Westerns. And then A Prayer for the Crown Shy. You literally just said in our wrap-up episode that this was what it's a new mashed potato book. You created a mashed potato.
I did.
And this is really tough. Okay, I think I'm canceling out Charles Portis. It's down to the final 2.
Damn!
I just don't feel like that's the right move. I think you need something short, something snappy. Oh, I mean, that's fairly short. It's letters.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, they're both short.
Oh, this is really tough. I think, I've made my decision.
Oh my God.
Drum roll.
Oh my God.
Please. You're going to be reading the Becky Chambers book first.
Wow! I really didn't see that coming.
Same with yours. I was not expecting you to pick Sweet Bitter, but I love that this is where we came to. We each picked a book that became a mashed potato book in 2023.
Yeah. That's good for us. We're going to start the year off by checking off something on the list.
Exactly. I feel like that's good for both of us, is to check off a mashed potato book before it gets too mashed, you know, before it gets too far along the road. Read too something smooshed. That you... Yeah, exactly. And I think this is great because you're going to be closing the chapter on this little series. So you'll be doing that, which is great. And it's cozy. I feel like it's a good way to start the year. You know,
I think it's great.
It's hope punk, as we know. That's what it's been called. It's a hopeful sci-fi. And so I think that's going to be a nice, like, easy way to start the year. You're going to feel happy. You're not going to feel stressed out. And I also selfishly just really want to know how good it is to see if I should read this, if I should read both of those.
Same. I'm really curious. Well, I am very happy with your choice. You did good. Hard to mess up since I picked all the books on the TBR. I was trying about all of them. But I am very happy with your choice. And we will let you guys know in our first update of the year, which that episode won't be coming out for a while. But you will find out what we thought about these books in it's going to be like a month from when we're recording.
But it's like a week from when this comes out.
Is it?
I don't know. Because a week after.
No,
2 weeks.
We're taking a break.
That's right.
So it'll be like, I think the it'll be like the 15th.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Out.
That's wild.
We'll have read like 17 books by then.
Oh boy. Okay, we're going to cut back to future us. And we're back.
We're back,
so,
baby.
We have our books. We have, it's today when we're recording, it's December 27th.
Yeah.
So the year has not yet begun, but we're so excited to go. To go, go, go! Hope, hope, hope!
Yes. And what's exciting I already mentioned that one of the books I want to read this year is Sweet Bitter. So it actually worked out great that you picked that for me.
Yeah.
My TBR was kind of like centered around my goals. So Sweet Bitter is one of the four lowest rated books on my TBR. And I will happily say I am very much enjoying it so far.
Hey, so that's so cool.
It's working. My goal is working already.
I so far haven't accomplished any part of my goals.
That's fine. No worries, man.
But it's not even January 1st yet, so I'm not too worried about it. All right. Our reading year is on. Everything has begun.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. It's a very exciting time. So I want to do a couple of plugs here at the end. First plug is we are going to be doing reading vlogs of our first books.
Yes.
So if you want to see a reading vlog of Raylene reading Sweet Bitter and of me reading Prayer for the Crown Shy, you can on our Patreon.
Yep.
And what do you know? If you sign up for an annual plan of our Patreon, you will get a free month, one whole month off of the year. What's very cool is that we get to run this podcast without ads. The only reason that is possible is because of our patrons. Yeah. So join the family. There's a lot of fun over there. This comes out on January 1st. On January 8th, is it really? We're having our first live show.
Yeah. Whatever's the Sunday. I'm pretty sure that's
And that'll be a really fun live show because we're going to be in the thick of things trying to get
or
stuff
like
done in red.
We lied.
Or the 14th?
It's the 14th.
It's the 14th.
Whenever's the second Sunday of the month.
Well, it's coming. So you can join that if you join our Patreon. The next thing, we're going to be taking a week off. So because it's such a busy time of the year for us on the podcast with Christmas and we record an extra episode and there's so much going on, we don't really get a break during Christmas for the podcast. So we're taking the first week of January off, which means that there's going to be a little delay on the next episode.
Yeah.
The next episode will be out on the 15th, but we'll be back. We'll be rested. We'll be thrilled. We'll be ready. And was there anything else that I had written on my list? I don't think so.
I think that's it.
I don't think so.
I think we did
There you go. I'm really excited for us. I think it's going to be a really good year. I have a good feeling about it.
Me too. I feel jazzed.
Damn it. It's going to be great. I better get reading.
Yeah, no kidding. You're not allowed to do anything else, basically.
You better start not reading. Go do something. Watch a movie.
I'm going to go watch a movie and go skate around. Dance outside in the rain or whatever.
That's beautiful. All right. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you in the next episode.
Bye.